and this is audio, and you hear screaming, and oh it's just, that's a mom freaking out as a bounce house in Long Island is blowing away. It's just absolutely frightening. They just, it just picks up and blows away, and there's kids inside, and there's kids who are around it who are getting squashed, and adults who are getting hit. It was just insane. And so we've got Greg Tressler in, co-owner of Action Inflatables. How are you, Greg?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Wonderful. Thank you for coming in. What was your initial thought when you saw this on the news over the weekend?
It's definitely very horrifying. You know, it's something that we've seen lately in the news quite often. Last 2 weeks, you know, you see some stuff in Arizona where a bounce house, you know, flies over two houses. And it's what we use, you know, for our employees, actually. We tell them, hey, listen, this is possible. This can happen. If you don't stake the piece down and you don't sandbag the piece down, something like this could happen.
Well, and that was one of my questions for you, because we wanted, you know, I've never, ever heard of anything like that happening around here. And I know you guys are at all of the big events. In fact, you'll be at the Taste of Champagne coming up, and you were at Illinois Marathon.
Correct. And that, we had a problem at Illinois Marathon where the wind was, it was 40-mile-an-hour gust, actually, and we actually had to shut the piece down. And, you know, it's sad because the kids are upset. They bought wristbands, and they're upset because, you know, hey, we shut, you know, the games down. But it's all about safety. And
safety first.
Yeah. So.
Well, and, you know, as we keep hearing the reports about this this bounce house in Oceanside, it seems like all they had were sandbags.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah.
Now, well, let's say it's a beautiful day in Champaign, and Action Inflatables is there. You're all set up. The kids are having fun. And there isn't even a breeze. And we have those days around here where there isn't even a breeze.
Yeah.
Do you guys stake it or not?
Yes. Every event, we have to stake and sandbag.
It's okay.
That's what we do.
So you stake and sandbag no matter what the conditions.
Yeah. You know, at the Sweet Corn Festival, obviously, we're on the pavement, so we have to sandbag. But if there's an option to stake and sandbag, we do both.
Do you think that the folks at the Sweet Corn Festival should move you to a location where you can stake as well?
It would be great. You know, obviously being indoors is where it's at. That's the best place to do the event. So,
Lincoln Square?
Maybe in light of this video, they might want to move that?
They might.
Because, I mean, Sweet Corn Festival, it's August, and, I mean, storms come up all the time. So how do you guys take extra precaution when you can't be staked?
You got to watch the weather. I mean, you just got to keep an eye on the, you know, on the wind. And if the wind's picking up, you just shut them down. That's what you have to do.
It's time to pop. What do you do? Just pull out the little inflatable thing and just push it out?
Yep. Shut them down.
Yeah. Well, and you guys have always been very safe, and maybe what we'll do is take a quick break and come back, and why don't you tell us what you put, because I mean, you're the co-owner.
Yeah.
Of course you understand safety.
Yeah.
You know, you've got more skin in the, you know, skin in the game being a co-owner.
Correct.
But what about your employees?
Yep. Well, you know, every event we send a foreman, and the foreman basically keeps an eye on the kids to make sure, hey, you know, we got to stake these pieces down.
Uh-huh.
We have to sandbag them, and that's, like I said, that's our policy. So
okay. Yeah. So everybody goes through some training.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll talk about that training regime coming up. But, I mean, just I guess I hadn't heard about this happening, and then I saw this on the news, and I thought, oh, my gosh.
It's like a blimp or a hot air balloon taking off or something.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. So hang tight. We're more with Greg Tressler, co-owner of Action Inflatables, next on Connect FM. It's like having a news app right there in your dashboard. Listen for a quick Fox News update every hour on the hour throughout your busy day. We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
I'm Diane Ducey.
And our guest in the studio, Greg Tressler, co-owner of Action Inflatables. We're talking about that terrible story over the weekend about the kids in the bounce house in Long Island. And I mean, you can go online if you haven't seen it. Just Google video, bounce house flies away.
Mm-hmm.
And you see these parents just in shock, and kids are in the bounce house. And it's just, I mean, it went, I don't know how high up into the air it went. But
I heard 100 feet is what I heard.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
and
wow.
Kids just getting tousled around in there.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's one child is fighting for his or her life. I haven't heard if it's a little boy or a little girl, but
yeah.
Hopefully that all turns out, but like 13 kids injured, and
this is why it's so important. You know, every year in April, I go out to my dad's farm, and we all the new hires basically we show them, hey, this is, like I said, this is how we stake pieces down. This is how we sandbag them down, and this is how we do it. So every year, that's just policy for our company. So
safety first.
Yes.
And you show them. You were telling me that there's videos like this all over the place.
There
this
is.
Happens all the time.
Yes. Well, you know, nowadays it seems like there's a lot of companies out of, you know, Arizona, for instance, that are actually dropping pieces at, you know, a birthday party and letting mom and dad set them up. Well,
what?
The problem with is mom and dad, you know, they're flipping the piece and it weighs 600 pounds. They think, well, it'll never blow away.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, the thing is it can easily happen as we've seen. So
how? Okay. So what's the biggest inflatable you have? Is it the bounce house?
It would be the slides.
The slides.
Yes. They're the tallest. They're, you know, 22 feet tall.
Okay.
And so, yeah.
How many pounds is it when it's all completely inflated?
Well, it weighs 700 pounds.
But yet it could be picked up and with a wind gust.
Yes.
And just tossed around.
Correct.
So anybody on the slide would get tossed off the slide and
correct.
Boom.
Yep.
And so that's why you guys will shut down. Have you ever had a customer get angry with you because you shut down?
Yes, we have, actually. It's funny. 2 years ago, we were in Stone Creek at a doctor's house. And you would think, hey, a doctor would understand safety more than anybody. But it was his kid's birthday party. It was extremely windy outside. And we told him, hey, it's way too windy out. We can't have this piece up. And he was furious.
So even with it being staked, because it seemed like these guys didn't have it have the stakes in the ground.
It still take off.
Even with the stakes.
Correct. If the winds are high enough, yes.
Really?
Correct. And, you know, I told him, I tell the customers this all the time. I can deal with you being upset with me, but I can't live if something happened to your kid.
So and that's how you do your policy.
Correct.
If it's just, if you can't do it, you can't do it. And then, well, what happens? Because I guess, you know, there's never a guarantee as far as the weather and being able to have the inflatable if you call and rent one.
It's a tough thing about this business.
If it's outdoors.
Yep.
You just basically, you hope there's no wind. If there is, then there's a chance that you're not going to have your event. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, and like you were saying, there's places where you can rent, and then the parent is responsible, and they want to press on, and, you know, you get these that aren't as big as Action Inflatables. You know, they're smaller, they're like the size of a bed or something sometimes. And, you know, I especially get worried about those situations because those people aren't trained. They're just plugging it in and turning it on and they're full force on their event. You know, are they even around paying attention? You know,
Well, what are the laws regulating, you know, inflatable toys, Greg?
In Illinois, I know that basically a public event, you have to have, you know, someone licensed by the state. You have to have, you know, background checks done on all your employees.
Okay.
And then that's at a public event. Now, I know there's other companies out there around the area that will drop, you know, you can go to their place, pick up an inflatable, and bring it back to your house. But that's at a private event only.
So they've got no liability. So now mom and dad are the ones who are putting this together
correct.
And making sure nobody gets hurt.
Yes.
Wow. That's way risky.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't do that. I would want to go with somebody that's trained. And I would want to go with somebody that is going to ensure the safety of all the kids that are there playing.
Yep, that's what we do.
And even if that means we can't do it, kids, we gotta you know, take them down, then okay.
Yep.
Safety first.
Correct.
Well, I guess I just never thought about that because, again, like you were saying, it just seems like it's so heavy.
Yep.
It wouldn't make sense to me that even if it was staked and even if it was sandbagged that it would go flying, but you're saying no. Oh, just one good wind gust is all it needs.
Yep, you're right.
All right. Well, what we will do then, Greg, is keep our fingers crossed in hopes for good weather for the Taste of Champaign-Urbana.
We appreciate it.
Because we have an issue every year there?
Every year. Every season it rains. And Tony and all of them at the Park District would definitely be with me on that one. They, you know, every year we seem to have a little bit of rain there.
And then what else? What other big events are you guys going to be at this year?
Blues, Brews, and Barbecue Festival.
Okay.
You know, like I said, the Taste of Champaign.
Yeah.
Sweet Corn Festival. So lots of festivals coming up.
Greg Tressler, again, on the here with us, the co-owner of Action Inflatables. And where can people find you online, Greg?
www.aimegaevents.com.
All right, I'll get that posted on our Facebook page. Anything else that folks should know about inflatables? Or
if anyone has any questions, they can give us a call. You know, go to our website and give us a call. Email us. We'd be happy to, you know, take time out of our day to talk to anybody. So,
because when somebody calls and they've got a big event, they're going to have a bunch of kids. Do you sit down with a customer and tell them about, okay, here's the safety measures we take?
Yes, we absolutely do. All of our corporate events, all, you know, the park district, you know, we mm-hmm. do all their events, and they understand. They back us 100%. You know, if we have to shut the pieces down, you know, those guys over there, they know that, hey, you know, if you guys are feeling unsafe, you know, that's, you do your thing. So
this company out of Long Island that, you know, where the kids have been hurt, one would think that there's no way that they'll be in business anymore.
No.
I mean, it just.
There's no way.
And I don't know that as a parent, I certainly wouldn't be contacting them anymore. So you guys do the right thing, and everybody comes back to you.
That's right.
And that's why it's good to have a DJ with your action inflatables, because then you have music no matter what.
Together, haven't we?
And we're going to stay on the ground with our boogie shoes and all that. So,
so you guys,
after the inflatable shut down, if you have to, then come on over and dance the hokey pokey with me.
Yeah, keeping your feet flat on the ground.
That's right.
That can be dangerous, too.
That's right.
All right. Greg Tressler, co-owner of Action Inflatables, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Chatting with us today. We appreciate it. And we're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.